Butterloo Radio.
Yes! Yes!
All right.
All right, you've tuned into another episode of the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
That is correct, broadcasting to you live atop of a driving school here in lovely Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
That's right, and each week we come to you with a different theme. This week's theme, as we've been talking about, is the amazing race and traveling across Canada.
That's correct. Now, for those of you who aren't too familiar with the station and our show, each week we battle out four songs based upon a theme. This week it's going to be the amazing race. And then people go to our website, www.monoamonoradio.com, and vote on which DJ that they like the best. Also, this our radio station, 100.3 Sound FM CKMS, happens to be a community radio station where programmers like us and members of the community keep this place running.
That's right. And if we get on there, and if we do get on there, we'll probably win.
But yeah, damn straight.
Because of our geography excellence,
that's
the right. 80 and the 90 equaling up to pretty much 100. What we're going to do...
80 and 90 equals 170.
Oh yeah, I meant 10 and 80.
But yeah, so when we win...
Yes.
I think that's
what we would do was we would donate a portion of our winnings back to Sound FM.
That's right. And we would donate the rest of our winnings to funding the voice talent of our community building project, The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
That's
and
right.
That voice talent just happens to be DJs Steel and AdRock.
Yeah. So,
no coincidence there.
Yeah. So I think our interviewing experience and all that other stuff that you talked about, reality TV, living together,
edge.
Basketball, all that stuff is going to help us with the amazing race.
You know what, another thing that's not going to hurt?
What?
Is that contrary to popular belief and the industry standard, we don't have faces for radio.
Now, you know what's weird though? In filming the thing,
yeah,
it was difficult doing it before we got into battle mode. And now that we're in battle mode,
know,
it's a piece of cake.
Exactly. It's like you're a different person.
Man, I'm going to have that intro music before I get in on this.
Damn straight.
Going in my iPod.
We'll just play it every time.
Yeah.
So another thing, too, is that we will obviously bring our impeccable musical tastes to the show. And I don't know how that's going to help anybody, but...
Yeah, but I think
we just have
in the way of days. Because we've been able to interview like such Canadian legendary bands as 5440, the Oregon Thieves, Poor Young Things, In My Coma.
Yeah,
all that experience is going to come into play where we can get tickets before people at the train stations.
Yeah, exactly, because we'll use our superior interviewing skills
to interview them and manipulate them
that we want to get when we want to get it. Also,
right.
I notice from watching The Amazing Race that people, that the contestants, which we would be, often get interviewed. So
yeah.
We're used to interviewing. Yeah. I can't imagine once the tables have been turned that it would be that much different.
No.
So, in fact, we probably, you know, put the interviewers that are interviewing us on The Amazing Race, they would probably be sweating bullets knowing that we could probably at any time turn the tables on them.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. Never mind. You guys would do an amazing job interviewing us, and we would be willing participants and give great interviews and great copy.
So, having said that, on the Mono A Mono show today, we're battling out the travel theme. We're going to go back and forth, and we're going to get into a bunch of great travel songs right here for the Mono Amigos.
That's right. So, as we always do, to decide who goes first, I think we should paper, scissor, rock it up.
Let's do it.
All right.
One, two, three, paper!
Yeah!
I shall defer to
All right.
DJ Steel.
Well.
Because I'm just
there you are. Do it.
Just that kind of a gentleman.
Do it. All right. I'm going to go with a great track here.
Okay. Good.
A song by The Music. And you know what we would do if to the other teams?
Mm.
What I would tell them is, why don't you guys take the long road and walk it?
Yeah.
And then we take the short one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm going to go with the music song, Take the Long Road and Walk It.
Sounds good.
Right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. There you have it. The Music with their song Take the Long Road and Walk It right there on Sound FM. Now, if for Mono Amigos listening live,
yeah,
the podcast is going to be better this week because we're going to mix it all in.
That's right.
And so there may have been some audio fluctuations early on because we've had the people from the Grammy Award winning filmmakers in here The Notebook
as well. We also have
Horse Whisperer.
We also have a relative of a Gemini Award winning documentarist.
Yeah, in here.
That's right. So
just they're all setting this up
through sheer genetics.
Yeah,
and pheromones. We're getting talent.
Exactly, and setting up the video for the, obviously you're listening to the traveling battle, across Canada battle right here on Sound FM.
That's right.
So there was my first track, The Music, and what we would tell the other groups to do is take the long road and walk it.
That's right.
That's how we'd win for sure, for sure.
I am going to play, so now if, we were taking another thing that we might tell other teams is that they should exactly take the long road and walk it, and then we would take the short road and we would take a car.
Yeah, we would.
So that we would be that much faster than them.
Yeah, because cars are way faster, I think.
A little bit. Some are faster than others, and some people are faster than some cars, I would imagine.
Doubt it, but.
Well, you know, the case can be made for, you know, real beat up cars, you know, going against Usain Bolt or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
If you get like a Yugo and to have like a 60 meter dash against Usain Bolt, I'm taking Bolt.
Yeah.
My money's on Bolt.
Right. Or if you've got to go, suppose like there's a mall and you want to go to the other side of the mall, the quickest route would be a direct path through the mall.
That's right.
But a car would have to go around.
As the crow flies or as the shopper walks.
Exactly. So
that's right.
That's it. So what do you got? What's your song for us?
So
here?
My song is Car.
Okay.
The song is Car. The band is Built to Spill.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. You're going to hear it now on the traveling show for the Amazing Race Canada here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Mono a mono!
He said it.
Get the night off, you'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works. Don't let me know what you find out. I need a car, you need a guide, you need a map. If I don't die or worse, I'm gonna need a nap. At best, I'll be asleep when you get back. I wanna see it when you find out what comets, stars, and moons are all about. Wanna see their faces turn to backs of heads and slowly get smaller. Wanna see. See it now.
right. There was Built to Spill with Car.
Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono.
That's right.
All right.
Now, what you could probably do, too, is if you're listening, Mono Amigos, and you really want DJ Steele and myself to be on The Amazing Race Canada, you could probably go to, like, ctv.ca or something like that and maybe petition for us to go on.
You know what? We'll look it up, and we'll put the link with the podcast.
So
make sure
go.
To check out the podcast on soundfm.ca.
Yep.
Right in. All the information right there.
Right in on our behalf. It may do nothing, but yeah. It may just annoy people, in which case we might hurt our chances, but whatever.
Yeah.
We got to do with what feels good.
That's
and
right.
What we feel comfortable with. And I'm comfortable with the Mono Amigos harassing CTV Canada.
I think
CTV.
So. Is that good?
Amazing Race Canada. I think so. I think if, you know, members of the public say, hey, we really want these guys as contestants on the Amazing Race Canada, what are they going to deny the public? What
but
they
the,
really
want? The only
want?
Thing is, I wonder if the Mono Amigos will, because they'll want us to be on the air. So I'm sure
Ooh.
Some of them are conflicted right now.
Yeah, I bet. That being said, too, if we go ahead and say for people to, you know, write in for us and nobody does, then CTV might also say, what the heck?
Yeah. But I'm guessing it would be because they want us on the air. So,
I don't
know.
It'd probably.
Be tricky.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to jump into my second track here. What's interesting is when you're on The Amazing Race, I see, like, they're going all around. And a lot of the time when they go to different cities, even the cities that people say they're familiar with, it's still as if they're tourists in their own town.
Yeah.
Because they're having to find different places in their own cities and new locations and things like that that they're not quite sure of. So they're having to go around. Anyways, I'm going to go with a Hot Hot Heat track here. That just happens to be tourists in your own town.
Oh, jeez, you. You card.
Yeah, here it is.
You scoundrel.
Right here on Sound FM.
You scamp.
Oh. Nice. One more.
Shakakamaru!
All right, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono! is some hot, hot heat. Tourists in your own town right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono, and you're listening to The Traveling Battle as our mission to be on Amazing Race Canada.
That's right.
It's darn right.
So this is the Mono a Mono show.
Yeah, these are the best travel songs
I would
could
say
ever
so.
Listen to.
Oh yeah, that's what I was going to play. Are we going to have time for four or only three, do you think?
I think we may have to go with three, so you're going to have to cut one.
Okay.
So am I. I'm going to have to look into my library here.
Okay, I'm going to go with a track that is about... See, this won't be really applicable to the Amazing Race Canada.
Okay.
Because it has to do with our friends to the south, not the Mexicans or anybody in South America, but
okay.
The Americans. But it is about traveling.
Okay.
On the road... In a rock band, like as we have done in the past.
Okay, yeah.
You know, going to places like Burlington, Stony Creek,
Dundas,
Hamilton,
Watertown.
Waterdown, you mean?
Down.
Toronto.
Waterloo.
Yeah.
Scarborough.
We played in Scarborough?
I don't know.
Anyways, lots of different places. So the song is called Passing of America.
Okay.
And it's about touring in the States.
Okay.
And the band that was doing the touring, which subsequently was then made into a song, was the band Moneen.
Ah.
So they were a Canadian band that were...
And you know what? There's a tie-in as well.
How?
It's the shirt that you're wearing on the video.
Right. Man, I didn't even think about that.
As our submission.
Wow. Wow. See? Unintentional segue. That's the hardest kind.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to just get to it because we are pressed for time because we were putting so much time and effort into, you know, filming a great submission video for the show.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
These guys have had us.
This is Moneen playing live on CBC Radio, The Passing of America, here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono!
what you want. 'Cause I wanted to.
Right, nice. There you have it.
Some Moneen with The Passing of America.
They played that live?
Yeah, that was live on CBC Radio.
Oh, nice.
Quite a number of years ago.
Well, there you have it.
It's still solid. Still
there
a
you
solid
have it, Mono
selection.
Amigos.
There you go. Another another traveling song to fit in with our theme of the Amazing Race Canada.
That's right. I'm
which we are going to be contestants on.
Yeah. Starting as soon as they start filming.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go over those tracks here. So DJ Steel has played the music, Take the Long Road and Walk It,
uh-huh.
which is not something that we would do.
No, that's what we would tell the other teams to do.
Yep.
And hey, then, say, hey, there's the short road. Why don't you run it? But then it would actually be the long road.
And then they'd be so tired they'd,
that they'd
have to
walk
it. Yeah. And then I went right into Hot Hot Heat with Tourist in Your Own Town. Whereas DJ Adrock here has played Built to Spill, Car, because there are a lot of, you travel by car a lot of the time. You fly there, then you got to get a car.
Yeah, often a taxi
or a
cab.
Taxi, yeah. And then Simonine, Passing of America, which is the shirt that he's wearing.
Currently.
As soon as the video goes up.
Goes
video
viral.
Submission, yeah.
It's gonna go viral.
I bet you it'll get as many hits as
the Eternal Struggle Within Part
yeah.
2.
Yeah,
probably.
I bet you it'll be up there. Frig, I just
like
can't
150,
wait.
151
it may even
or two.
Get like 200.
Think so?
Maybe.
That's a stretch. The Eternal Struggle Within Part 2 is quite the popular piece of cinematic history.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's
the special effects in that? Oh,
I know. Yeah, you're
astounding.
Right.
Astounding.
You're right.
Astounding.
You're right. However, we do have some of the top filmographers here.
Yeah, the filmographers.
Yeah.
Whatever those are.
Let's let's open up the vault.
Let's do it.
It's knockout punch time.
Damn straight, yo.
All right. It is now time for the knockout punch.
Access granted.
All right, I'm going to go with a band that, now you haven't heard this yet. We were talking about the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff
mm-hmm.
being that community building comic book, audio comic book project. Now,
right.
Now, the one thing that, in you haven't seen the edits of this new episode.
No, I haven't yet. I haven't
and,
been privy to them.
The final scene is
the final
intense.
Battle?
Yeah. And actually, heard. There's a whole bunch of intense scenes. And what I'm doing now is I'm picking a song here that is used in that episode.
Amazing.
And,
race.
Yeah. And it's also fitting with our
see what
theme
did there?
Here. Yeah, I got it. So I've always wanted to go and see Yellowknife. And I think that's in Canada.
You would be right. See?
See?
Nice!
That's damn right.
We give great high fives to Amazing Race Canada.
So, we would get to, and that's the name of the song. The song is by a local Waterloo band.
Uh-huh.
Who the drummer is a drummer of the second most famous band to come out of Dundas other than Cyanide Kiss.
K. Caribou.
That's
wow.
Right. So, this is the band. Did I say Pick a Piper?
No, you haven't yet.
Okay, the band is Pick a Piper from Waterloo.
Yep.
They're
going to
be playing a show in the area. And
April
I'm
going to
get that April 3rd, yeah. So, friggin' amazing.
Friggin' amazing is right, Race.
This is a great track here. Here it is.
It's an amazing, Race, track.
Yeah, nice. I thought you were
and
calling
it's Canadian.
Me Race, though, because of that. But anyways, so here it is, my knockout punch. Pick a Piper with their song Yellowknife right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! That's it right there. Some Pick a Piper with their song Yellowknife right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Wow, that was intense.
Yeah.
Mainly.
No, we can't say what.
I can't say why.
No.
No. Because, man, that got my heart pumping. Could have been all the air drumming I was doing, but it may also have been the situation the description that you gave me about the use of that song in future endeavors that may or may not be played on this radio station.
That's right. So, there's
I'm
my
so
knockout
glad
punch.
I didn't give it away.
Yeah, it was close.
Okay. All right. Now, if one Mono Amigo out there, and sometimes co-host, guest DJ on the show is listening,
okay,
I will surely have his vote for playing my next song.
Oh.
So, when I was in school, and even afterwards, myself and an associate of ours, DJ Doormat, would quite frequently go on road trips.
Ah.
Or travel to and from where our parents lived to school. And we would make, which is kind of a road trip, because it's an hour away.
Yeah.
But it's kind of not, but whatever. You need to listen to music when you're traveling.
Yeah, you do.
And on any of those road trips or any of those trips back to
what
and from
happened?
School,
yeah,
we would listen to a specific soundtrack.
Okay, yeah.
Which today, to this very day, I recognize as being a traveling plate, like CD.
Okay,
that is the soundtrack to the funniest movie of all time. And that's right. That's not an egregious statement.
Wow.
That is an accurate claim. That is not a ridiculous claim. The funniest movie of all, you can probably answer right now. You know what it is.
I have my thoughts, but I don't.
And no, it's not Stealing Harvard.
No, I wasn't going to say that. But that's got to be up there.
It's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Dumb and Dumber is the funniest movie of all time. Touch Blue to make it true. Black Ball beats them all.
You know what, though? I think it would have to be tied.
Licky
up
Sticky
there.
Stampy.
The Big Lebowski. In a different way, but still.
Yeah, the Big Lebowski is a different. Like, I love The Big Lebowski, don't get me wrong. But it's a different kind of humor.
Yeah.
But it's up there. But I will still, I will still hold true to my statement. Stand behind my statement that Dumb and Dumber is the funniest movie of all time. And one of the things that's just, icing on the cake is that it just so happens to have an amazing soundtrack as well to go with it.
The movie is about traveling. He's
that
going
is
to Aspen.
Right. They are traveling from Rhode Island, because the reason I remembered that is because of the paper that he tries to get out of the newspaper dispenser is the Rhode Island slut.
Oh.
to Aspen, that's correct.
Right.
Where Mary Swanson is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to choose a song from that soundtrack. I was going to pick The Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead, which is played by a fine Canadian band called the Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah.
I've decided to go with my favorite song on the album, though, which is New Age Girl by a band called Dead Eye Dick.
Okay.
So this is New Age Girl here on 100.3 Sound FM on The Amazing Race Battle. Here are on 100... Did I already say 100.3 Sound FM? Well, I can't
sure
say
did.
It enough because that's how much I like this station. Motto and motto!
Drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get her far. like it gets her to where she's going.
I don't know.
All like the